The dramatic arrest on Thursday of three men who were allegedly trying to sell a 10-month-old baby girl to Great Britain has shocked the nation. Child activists have called for greater vigilance and tougher legislation, while the Czech branch of UNICEF says this particular case is no exception. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
It was one of the biggest police operations this year. Acting on a warning from Interpol, the Czech police tightened the net around the three suspects, preventing the baby's sale at the 11th hour. The plot was allegedly organised by the baby's father, and the child was to have been sold for 100,000 euro, that's close to 3 million Czech crowns. Although the father claims they were out to con the buyers and never meant to go through with the sale, the evidence found, including a fake birth certificate, seems to suggest otherwise. The police are now trying to ascertain whether this was a one-off or whether the men involved are not part of a crime ring engaged in child trafficking. If found guilty, they could face sentences of up to 8 years. Meanwhile, the operation, codenamed Alenka, has opened up a lot of questions. Primarily, are other children in this country at risk? Pavla Gomba heads the Czech branch of UNICEF.
Child trafficking is a truly global business, and it occurs in developing countries as well as the developed countries, so the Czech Republic is no exception. And we have been trying to draw attention of the authorities to the risks of child trafficking since at least 10 years ago. So we were not surprised by this case. I must say that in my 6 years in the UNICEF, we have been approached by about 9 or 10 people who alerted us and said that either they know about a case of child trafficking or a child was directly offered to them for sale. So one can say that it's probably not in thousands of children, but there are definitely some cases in the Czech Republic as well.
Both UNICEF and other NGOs involved in child rights protection have been calling for greater vigilance and tougher laws. Maria Vodičková from the Children at Risk Fund says she suspects several dozen Czech children may be sold abroad every year.
I would like to see the police direct more funds and more people into this particular area to use the intelligence services and whatever else will help to curb this form of organized crime. I realize that it is not easy, but we should keep in mind that every time they manage to prevent a sale, they could well be saving that child's life.
So what is the fate of children sold? Most people assume that they end up with adoptive families who are ready to pay a lot of money in order to bypass the lengthy adoption process in their country. But Pavla Gomba says their fate could be much worse.
We know that the majority of the children who are sold in the world, and we estimate this number at 1 million or 1.2 million a year, usually are sold either for forced labor or even child prostitution, production of pornography, even sale of organs. So we can say that illegal adoption is just a small part of the problem.
Pavla Gomba, ending that report by Daniela Lazareva.